Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and thank you, Andrew. Thank you and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week after an absent week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great this week, son.
You feeling better?
Oh, fantastic now. Back
excellent.
In the action.
That's right. And there was plenty of action this week in week seven.
Starting with the Jets.
They almost pulled it out.
That was exciting.
They almost pulled it out. You know, it's tough. You know, I got to work in the morning. And a Thursday night game, you know, most times I won't stay up for it. But if that game had been a blowout, as most of these Thursday games were, or had been, I would have been fine. But they kept me in it. They kept it close. And there I am, 11:30 at night, waiting for the... And then Folk gets it blocked. I mean, it's a 58-yard, 53-yarder?
I think it was 58, yeah.
That's tough. That's tough to do. So
very low trajectory there.
Yeah, so, you have to do it, and then it's blocked easily.
But the problem, really, in general, was not just four field goals and no touchdowns early.
No.
And the whole idea, they really pounded the rock. And,
yes.
And they never play action really often.
No, well, there's
and
not much.
And that's a shame.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think
I mean, they had to respect the run. I mean, a reckless
yes.
runner.
Ivory?
Chris Ivory, yeah.
Ivory's very good.
Thrashing.
Chris Johnson, I was very disappointed he didn't do more later on in the game.
Well, that was. I thought there would be thunder early with Ivory and lightning late.
Lightning, there you go. Thunder and lightning. That's always a good combo. But
yeah, but that didn't happen.
Not always, but yeah. I mean, you look around and you see the Patriots get into the red zone. They score touchdowns. The Jets get into the red zone and they kick field goals.
Now they pick up a talented misfit.
Isn't that
the reason why he's not in Minnesota?
Well, because he's a problem.
How do you not come back on the field when you're asked to?
Ask Santonio Holmes. We have a habit of picking up these guys.
Oh, so that's a replacement for these type of mental cases.
Yes, of course, always. When you say a misfit joins the Jets, that could have been said in 1999. That could have been said in 2005. That could have been said in 1983. It's where we come.
It's the Jet way.
It's the Jet way.
You said it's going to play like a Jet. Is that 1-6, or what is that going to be? What does that mean, play like a Jet?
It means you'll be like everybody else.
Make a big roar on the runway?
It means you'll be just like Keyshawn Johnson. You'll be just like Santonio Holmes. But unfortunately, I don't have enough Wayne Corbett in my life.
But the Jets, I mean, I guess play like a Jet is make a roar on the ground like Jets do.
Yeah.
And then they're quiet in the air.
Pretty much. I don't know. I mean... They're lucky that the Jets are so far under the cap. They've got $20 million under the cap. I mean, my team is run by cheapskates. They're lucky because they're on the hook for $6 million this year. That's the only way they'd be able to afford a premium player like this. You know, he's a speedster. He's not quite a running back. He's not quite a wide receiver. He's a kick returner, but this isn't Desmond Howard. You know,
I think he has five returns.
That's pretty good, but I mean, I don't know. And I will say he's an upgrade over that rookie that they have, who would muff punts all the time. But I don't know. So yeah, so that was the big game to start off the week, and there were a lot of some other games. I'm very surprised at Seattle going into St. Louis, but I think one of the broadcasters brought up a good point. Last year they won games that they really weren't supposed to, or they won those close games. This year they're not winning those close games
yet.
True yet, but
well, this collective bargaining agreement. I hate to constantly remind everyone of it, but I mean they're not really hitting. They're not tackling. I'm thinking in the 1970s because I'm a little bit older.
Sure.
General Motors. I mean, they didn't treat the American automobile customer very well.
Right.
And they, you know, the cars rusted and the tires ran out of alignment and all kinds of problems occurred.
Yeah, everything didn't
so
work out.
So there's
well.
No competition for the NFL.
No.
And without that, they can put a crappy product out there.
Pretty much. And they just want more of it.
It's a shame. Exactly. We were talking earlier about J.J. Watt. I mean, that guy is so dominating, but his team's not winning games about that. It's not about defense.
No. It's no longer about defense. But that's the whole thing. You know, you look at Seattle last year, and they won because of their defense. They shut down one of the best offenses.
But do you like drag racing or, like, go around the oval type racing like NASCAR?
I guess I like drag racing.
You do? So that's the new NFL.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just you don't have to steer.
Yeah,
just
good point.
Full power ahead.
The funny cars?
Right.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Right.
Now, Raceway Park. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so those were good games. Dallas pulled out another one.
Amazing.
They're
right?
Very good. They are very good.
They're the opposite of the Jets.
Yes.
I mean, they set the bar high and then really disappoint you.
Yeah.
The Jets keep the bar low and then surprise you by beating a good team eventually.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, we won. And then, of course, topped off by my man, Peyton. Peyton sets the all-time TD record.
When he played a little keep away?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, he can fun it up.
Of course he can fun it. Have you seen his commercials? Have you seen him on SNL?
Right.
Yeah, he knows how to enjoy himself.
I haven't seen that Papa Bear anymore.
Who?
I heard
Archie?
Papa Bear's not doing good. I heard he,
Archie
I heard
Manning
he dropped
probably
out no. of, wasn't he on the bowl competition committee?
Yeah, the
like
college
that.
Playoff competition that's happening.
And I'm thinking he did it because Ole Miss is highly ranked there.
Yeah.
And he's a biased individual.
Well, that's true. That is true. Yeah, he's kind of, he's a big wig over there. Him
right.
and Eli too.
Sure.
But yeah, and you know, college football's starting to really shape up. You know, I am happy to see Alabama lose a couple because I'm tired. I'm sick of them.
Right. Want some fresh.
Yeah, something fresh. And they're talking about because you know it's the SEC again is dominating the it's probably going to dominate
every way.
Right, that four-team playoff. So talking about now that because they're probably going to hold most of those spots in there,
sure.
that the other leagues, the Big Ten, the Big
right.
12, all of them, will say, well, we need an expanded playoff, so then it's going to go to an 8-game playoff, which I think is great. I think it's great because the thing you need to do with the college football
right.
playoff system, you just take these bowls. I'm sorry, not every 6-5 team needs to make a bowl.
Well,
so you take those early bowls and have them be the like the wild card round, the early
sure.
round of the playoffs.
But you know, it's not like the NFL where they have the premium cities and this and that. With college football, it's countrywide.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Everyone can get behind it.
Absolutely.
So an expanded format there makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
people have been begging for it.
Yes, for a long, long time. I mean, anytime you had co-champions, really? No, that you're supposed to figure out who wins. Who's
sure,
the best?
That's the way we like it.
Yeah. So yeah, college football, regular football. So how about week 8 coming up? Any
we're almost at the halfway point. That's amazing, right?
Yeah, and
season goes fast.
It goes by so fast. So many seasons are over. So many of those early favorites, Cincinnati, has fallen off. You know,
right, defense. Now that so losing your offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, it proved that the defensive coordinator was the more important one.
Yeah,
and that's odd because we talk offense in this league all the time.
That's very true.
But it's not over for him. But so that was a huge win for Pittsburgh last night.
Yes, Pittsburgh over Houston. I mean, Houston. It was exciting for them at first, but it's still a rookie NFL head coach. It's still a young team.
All They're those not... beards, didn't they look sloppy?
All the beards, yeah.
Are they mountain men? Who are these people?
Well, when you look at somebody like Brad Kiesel, is it better for an offensive player to have a giant beard?
Oh, Kiesel is amazing. He had the ball in the wrong hand, but they can't mug that guy. Wow.
No.
I believe it's like Paul Bunyan running around out there.
But you see the beard on him. He grows it out really
He's
long.
A beast.
But then you look at somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But
a quarterback should be.
He dwarfs people next to him who are huge.
Yes. Yes, he does.
He's funny.
He is funny. So we have our a early London game this week. It's
right. That's
9:30 a.m. It's
right.
it's in England. It's Detroit versus Atlanta. So technically, it's a home game for Atlanta, but I don't know.
Well, Atlanta has really fallen off the map.
Big time, big time.
And Matty Ice can't bring it back.
No. Well, that defense is no good.
Getting Hester was just a prop.
Yeah.
$3 million prop.
I mean, aside from really beating up on Tampa Bay and winning.
Right.
Winning
that was the Thursday night game.
Yeah, that was like the second or third Thursday night game. That was a bad game. And then the early win against the Saints, although the Saints don't look like anything either. So,
Well, it's that Ryan defense. I mean, he had the Cowboys last year, and they were horrible.
The worst, and they're talking about this year was supposed to be even just worse.
But getting rid of the coach made him better.
Yeah, but they also got rid of DeMarcus Ware and some of those other players. Was it Sean Lee?
The wheel had turned on him.
But apparently, this defense is doing well. So what games do you like this week? I mean, there are some just good watchable games. I mean, even though Cincinnati's on the tail end.
Well, Philadelphia, Arizona.
That's a good game.
How's Philly going to come with a little bit of rest off the bye? You know, is the wheel going to turn on Arizona? Because it's amazing. You wouldn't think at this week that they would lead that division.
No.
And they haven't had their starting quarterback the whole way.
Yeah.
And he's back now.
That's very...
He got a little revenge this last week, didn't he?
Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona.
Carson Palmer.
That's right, against the Raiders. Gave up on him, and he came back.
It seems players, they want to prove that they're...
Absolutely.
Commodity.
Even though it's the Sunday, I don't, you know, New Orleans is back in the dome, but still, Green Bay is doing pretty good, and New Orleans does not look good at all.
Well, Indianapolis, I mean, that's a real story, and mostly now because of the defense. We all know about Luck, but that's a good one. Pittsburgh coming off a short week.
Right.
No, Ben Roethlisberger, he's the man.
He really
is. He's the glue that keeps that plywood together.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of splintering factions. I mean, who thought it'd be a team that was in need of linebackers? Got to bring him out of retirement.
Yeah, really. They had to bring back. Who'd they bring back? What's his name? Harrison, James Harrison.
92, yeah.
James Harrison. So those are coming up this week.
He'll have better Christmas presents this year.
For who?
For his family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, James Harrison, probably. Well, he's not the player he once was. He's, you know, he was retired.
It's a run stopper.
Absolutely. So that's the NFL. That's the football coming up. And right now, we just started the World Series. We have the game on right now. It's
go Royals.
Go Royals. Top of the first. San Francisco's up 3-0.
Already.
Already.
What was that, a home run?
Hunter Pence hit a 2-run homer. It started with a single. Gregor Blanco hit a single. He took second on a flyout, and then there was another single. So first and third.
Did Bumgarner a lead early, and he knows what to do with it?
I guess you have to, but this is the same. The A's had a 4-run lead in the eighth inning.
So the Royals game started around the seventh inning.
Pretty much. I mean, look, they call him Big Game James, but James Shields, he's good. He's actually, I believe he's better on the road than he is at home.
Right, really?
So, you know, he just, you know, there's two out. He needs to just get out of this inning, and then the Royals can try their...
Manufacture some runs.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it takes. You get on base, you run. Posey's not the best at throwing runners out. He's pretty good, but all they need to do is just get on base, and then speed kills. Speed kills,
well,
man.
Well, they steal off the pitchers.
Yes. But the question is, what happens, you know, the Royals have had 8 straight wins. What happens when they lose? One game. If they lose one game here, the game won, how do they bounce back? Because it's so easy when you're on a tear.
Well, I'm not counting them out after one loss.
No, I'm not counting them out either, but, you know, how are they going to react?
They're both resilient.
Well, of course they are.
I mean, they're playing games. Who thought that would happen?
Yeah, both are wild card teams.
So now it's all about getting three relievers, apparently.
Pretty much. That's all you need. You need to shorten the game.
I think that's the biggest change in the modern, when I say modern baseball, 72 and on. People can't hold on to leads today. That's why Mariano Rivera was an amazing, amazing talent.
Yes, absolutely he was.
So I think that's true in football, too. No lead is safe.
No. And all you need to do is shorten the game. I mean, Torrey pretty much worked that out when he had the 6-7-8 guys, or 7-8-9.
Well, that's Stanton, what's big now.
Yeah. Stanton and Nelson and then Rivera leading up. That was the 98-99 2000 version. So, yeah.
They couldn't have done it without Rivera.
No, they couldn't have. He was the glue. You're absolutely right. And to think of how many years... That
That's
he
amazing.
Was there
it's
for.
Just amazing, and what a great person!
Yes, a wonderful humanitarian, and
right. Only good intentions.
Well, that's true. Absolutely, you're not going to find guys like that.
No. That's
no. So yeah, so the baseball's going on right now. Your football's going on. Basketball's almost about to start.
Hockey
started. And, yeah, this is a good time of year when all the sports are going on and everything's
really... You don't know where your snow shovel is.
No, not yet. Not yet. That'll come soon enough, but there's plenty of time. I'm very disappointed in myself as a fantasy football player. My opponent has not played at all this season. He just has given up. Because in his starting lineup was Victor Cruz, who's out. Kyle Randolph, the tight end from Minnesota.
Right.
Well, he's out, and then Adrian Peterson's his starting running back. So he had three players out, and I overthought myself, and
yeah,
I lost.
They're all under professional help, whether it's lawyers or physicians.
Exactly, or somebody else. But I bye weeks killed me, and I had to piecemeal together, and I overthought. Oh, this guy will be nothing. Nothing
didn't
work. I couldn't stitch anything together, so I had lost, and that's my own personal league. And then the Everyman Sports League is still doing well. Lee won. She won her game. She's in.
She's exciting.
Yeah, she's excited.
She beat her sister.
She has. Yes, early in the season.
That's important.
There you go. Yeah, and right now I'm in third place in that. So it's
keep hope alive.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. It's still there's still a long time. There's still ways to go, and all this stuff. So.
Yeah, a lot of major injuries throughout the league.
Yeah, big time. These guys, it's so hard to keep healthy now.
There's a rack of po for the Redskins. Every year, he can't play. He gets full pay. And
yeah, and his pectoral.
Half the game. Yeah, his pectoral. There's always something with him.
And then you look at A.J. Green. His toe's bad. And then Megatron.
Big guys like that, and his toe's a problem? I mean,
yeah.
Nobody takes the needle anymore? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I think it's beyond that. So I think it might be one of those arthritis.
The lawyers get between the patient and the doctor.
It's the turf toe. The turf monster jumps up and bites your foot. Ah!
And then it's over.
Oh, it's over big time. And then you look at Calvin Johnson, and he's like, "Nah, maybe not. I'll wait till after the bye, and then it'll be good."
The coaching change made a big difference.
Yes, Jim Caldwell. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That was what it took.
What are the AFC, NFC surprise teams this year so far?
You would have to say Arizona. I mean, not that it's too much of a surprise, but in...
Cowboys,
you know what? I would like to change that. Definitely the Cowboys are the surprise team in the NFC.
And Cleveland, till last week?
How do you lose to...
Coaching mistake.
I guess, but it's more than coaching that, 6 points... that's not the coach's fault.
Well, I heard Hoyer was like 16 for 42 or something abysmal like that.
I suppose.
So can you put your fingers together in the sign of money?
Manziel. Well, the other thing was their center is out, Alex Mack.
That's a huge problem.
Well, absolutely.
San Diego's
so
done it on their third. I think they're on their third center.
You know, yeah, absolutely. But San Diego's really doing it. You know, they made the playoffs last year, so it wasn't a big
surprise.
To
put up game for them this weekend?
No.
No.
Not, well, they're against
Denver.
So you kind of, all right. You're not
they played
get
them
one.
Well last year.
Yeah. They did play
but
them.
But Peyton's hot.
Peyton's very hot. It's in Denver. They lost to Kansas City this past week, but that's because it's Andy Reid and it's off a bye, and he's amazing.
So
off
I know
a bye.
In the NFL we check the patient's pulse every week.
Sure.
The Super Bowl, what would people want to see today? Cowboys?
Denver-Dallas.
Denver-Dallas.
Well, now that the news came out that supposedly Denver's new America's team, they did a poll, and Denver is considered America's team.
So that's going to stay that way.
Well, that depends. But all you need is the Cowboys to have a resurgence and have a good run.
Or an injury.
Hey, everybody's in. Yeah. And everybody's back in with Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I know. I think it's silly.
They put it together quietly, smart, with the offensive line.
Yes, which is, hey... That's what
you
got to do.
You got 10 years out of these guys, probably.
Yeah, and especially if you have your franchise quarterback in Tony Romo, who's coming off a neck surgery or whatever
yeah.
it was.
Well, he's a gamer.
Yeah, I know. But still, you want to add the fewest amount of shots. It's the reason why Peyton's been so good for so long, that offensive line. It's the reason why Brady, aside from one wonderful Achilles snap, I mean a horrible Achilles snap, it's the offensive line. It's all about the offensive line. If you give these quarterbacks time, they're great. I mean, who's a quarterback who was considered Archie Manning? When Archie Manning came out, he was supposed to be great, but he had no offensive line.
Right.
You know, you look at Terry Bradshaw. I mean, what he's been able to do in his career as a player, four Super Bowls. Down. But it's because of his offensive line. And the one time that Montana's offensive line let him down. Who was that?
Kansas City?
No, Leonard Marshall coming around the end.
Yeah.
Breaking his wrist, a rib.
I wonder what Leonard Marshall's doing now. Can you picture him working at AMCO? Or
I heard I actually heard he was a teacher. That's what I heard.
Okay. Why not?
That was
no
the
heavy
time.
Lifting.
No. No, probably not. But I think I had heard like somebody was talking about like, oh, like one of, I heard a story like his students were like, yeah, he played for, no, he didn't. And then somebody pulled
they
up.
They should do more of that. Where are they now?
Well, I know Sports Illustrated does that every
Department
year.
Of Corrections. I mean, you'd have to look around.
Some of the players, yeah. But those aren't the stories they necessarily go for. They go for the, I mean, if you look
can't
at
walk some, or.
Well, there are those guys. But you look at Ryan Leaf, like Ryan Leaf's in, he's in the system. And some other players, too. It's just what happens. Part of life. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me this week, Dad.
That was fun as
usual. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the World Series. Go Royals. Take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.